there is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
To start by comparing
maybe one or two scriptures. There are what is called the principles of biblical interpretation. It means that there are a few laws that you need to keep in view so that your capacity to interpret the scripture will be in line. I mean, it is not as if when you want to check the scripture, you now read them one after another, but it's more like something that you keep behind your mind as a way to approach your interpretation of scripture. They are principles. Have the principle of first mention. There is a principle of interpreting scriptures with scriptures. Read this a little, bro. And the if I say this thing now, it will make me to go far. But I will just mention it, eh? Don't ask me to explain, eh? I just mention it and then I will go. Just for record purposes. It is important that scripture interprets scripture. Remember, there is no part of the scripture that is by personal interpretation. What does it mean? That's not where I'm going now. What is important is that it is only scripture that can interpret scripture. And for scripture to interpret scripture, then scripture has to be compared with what? Scripture. Let me say it now. Say it again. It is only scripture that can interpret scripture. And for scripture to interpret scripture, scripture has to be what? Compared with scripture. Is it okay? Good. Now, the purpose of comparing scripture with scripture is, there are several reasons. One of it is that there is what is called scriptural inerrancy. You know, there are places you will read. Okay, I was listening to something that I was listening to some stuff from Benny Hinn. I just was just listening to it. Not something strong. So I was listening to it and doing other things. So when I was listening to it, he said that blind Bartimaeus, that there is a portion in Luke, I think a portion in Matthew, said that it was when Jesus was entering the city that he met blind Bartimaeus. The other account said it was when Jesus was leaving the city that he met blind Bartimaeus. So he said a preacher read it and said that the Bible is not true. Are you getting what I'm saying? Since this one said is when he's entering and this one said is when he's leaving, are you getting where I'm going now? That means the Bible is not true. He's confused. The man left the faith and said he's no more a preacher and joined something else. Benny Hinn said, fool. I said, wait, no, I don't. He said, fool. I love the man. Hey, Jesus Christ. Can't even imagine. There are a few people I beg God to give me what is in on their life. He is one. So, now he said that he believes that the person did not ask the Holy Spirit to help him to understand what the Bible is trying to say. Are you seeing it now? That he believes that blind Bartimaeus kept crying, Jesus, son of David, from the time Jesus entered the city to the time he left. Because Jericho was a small city. So one gospel captured his entrance and one captured his what? Leaving. He told them, cry and don't stop crying. Until Jesus visits you. See, so the reason why I just gave this simple example is because you can read a part of the scripture and it seems as if it doesn't balance. There is another part that balances it. And that is why for you to really understand the Gospels, you have to read all of them as one book. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You will notice that it seems as if there are some stories missing in some. There is a reason. The Bible is the only book that the writers are not afraid of the mistakes of the people inside. And that is where we are going to start. Maybe in the next... next 35 minutes. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said, maybe let's go further. Let's go up. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said, watch, are you with me? Follow me. Nothing I'm about to read now. Pay attention to what I'm reading, because when we start comparing, you will see it. I won't even need to say it. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is what? No God. Now, this scripture is already telling you something, that there is a fundamental weakness that an Israel retains. It is an inheritance that comes from generation to generation. What's that inheritance? God. So, it seems as if God is synonymous with an Israelite. So, Jesus was able to identify an Israelite in whom there is no God. That ability, that thing that he retains suddenly, instantly, set him apart from the rest. Are you getting what I'm saying? Follow me. Are you getting me? Are you sure you are getting me? All your problems are solved in Jesus' name. Behold an Israelite in whom there is no God. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is an inheritance allotted to people from this town. It is called what? And then continue. You can, it's hard to break it. One day I was discussing with my mother many years ago, and he was telling me strong believers, Christians that is in this town, that is from this town. Huh? Then when she finished, she still said that they still retains that thing that comes from this town. Retains. I can tell you a fact. In fact, many times when I relate with people outside, they don't believe that I'm from this town for several reasons. Because there are things that is easily identifiable with people that come from here. You don't even need to do anything. You don't even need to say you are from here. Once you do, act, and like this, they will know. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that I'm trying to explain this scripture for you. You getting the point? There is a way you will act. Etire. There is a way you will speak. They will say, you are not your man. It's your fellow Yorubas that will say it. Is it not true? Because there is a way to know. And it is the same with certain people coming from certain places in Yoruba land. It's the same everywhere. And that's what the scripture is trying to say. That there is a capacity that Nathanael retained in himself. That made him instantly different from an average Jew. There is an inheritance of guile. No matter how good a Jew is, no matter everything he has an inheritance of guile. Guile is not, the guile can live. Every other thing can live. But guile, it mixes, if they do good thing with for you, it mixes with guile. Are you getting where I'm going now? Even when they get born again, guile mix with it. Everything mix with it. It is an inheritance. Follow me now. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. This is the oppression of word of knowledge. But there are other explanations to it anyway. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Just this morning, we have not even opened anything, you said. So, follow me. Are you with me? So, this man, Jesus, this is what Jesus does free of charge. I mean, as per normal, only for Jesus to bring a small thing, two small thing. I have seen it happen. One day, Okada man carried me back home and told me this thing. I just gave him 1,000. He looked at it. Say, what is it? Hey! He shouted, hey! The man just, the 1,000 meant so much to him. Hey! The man didn't believe that such a thing. I said, just 1,000 that you give a brother in Sabo, he will use and eat beans and clean it. Why are you calling sisters? What did you do? Is the man say, hey, say God bless you. This I say, what is this? Is nothing now. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm telling you, sometimes good or kada people, if they stop you, you just leave the 15 naira for them. They will keep thanking you. Go to those beggars as pack, give them 15 naira, they won't thank you. Do you know why? They are used to collecting to 200. This woman. I'm telling you, look at that. You will see. One day, one early morning, I was going to Enugu and I went to this park to enter a bus. I don't give those beggars. I don't try it. They don't know the what. They are not the real beggars. Look beside you. Some people have not eaten. You have not given your brother beside. Just because the person is not begging yet doesn't mean you know he has not eaten. And you are insistent on giving people that don't need it. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art what? The King. Just one word of knowledge made this man to say, call him, number one, call him Rabbi, teacher. Not just teacher, as you think he's teacher. Rabbi here is master. It means the person has gained mastery in what he's teaching. And when you hear the word disciple, I've said it before, it doesn't mean student. A student is not a disciple. A follower is not a disciple. A disciple is an apprentice. Huh? What an apprentice is trying to do sitting under you is to become like you. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's different from a student. A student just learns what he needs to learn and go. But a disciple is like the master. That's the target. That's what the scripture said. Okay, watch. Thou art the Son of God. That thing we are saying is the revelation that Peter brought. Wait, oh, I don't want to. Thou art the Son of God. Thou art what? The King of Israel. If to say the Jews heard this thing, they would have killed Jesus fast. Because this is one of the reasons he was killed. Let's see the next verse. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Wow. Thou shalt see, say after me, greater things. I didn't hear you. Say after me, greater things. Greater things than these. Next verse. And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter, ye shall see. Now, I want you to mark the things I'm telling you to mark. Somebody say after me, ye shall see the heaven open, underline it. Then underline the angels of God ascending and descending. Then underline upon the Son of Man. And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see what? Heaven open. And the angels of God, what? Ascending and? Upon who? Keep this scripture. Keep this scripture. We want to compare. Show me Genesis chapter 28. Let's start from verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards where? Haran. Next verse.
And he lighted upon a certain place. Somebody say a certain place. Listen to me. In this my teaching, every word I use is a spiritual word. Where did Jacob come to? Say after me, a certain place. Now, it so happened that it was a physical place that captures spiritual realities. That is the oppression that surrounds the life of a believer. When you start aligning with the heavenlies, what will happen is that the things that you do upon the earth will be an excerpt of heavenly things. One of the subtopics in this my teaching is heavenly things, as I will introduce it. I'm not sure we'll get there today. But you will notice that the believer is fundamentally born from above. What it means to be born again is to be born what? From above. That means the resources that can support that kind of life are things that came from above. Another way to say above is born from heaven. Are you getting where I'm going now? But I'm coming. It is not just the believer that is born from above. Even the church is born from above. Maybe I will read that scripture in the book of John. I have read that place many times, but I read it recently. I said, is this thing here? And I've never seen it. And I love the book of John. But the Holy Spirit being who he is, the day he wants to open it for you, opens it for you. Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. He said, when I speak to you about earthly things, you are finding it hard to understand. How much more when I unveil heavenly things? And God said, I stopped. He asked me, what is the meaning of heavenly things? We stayed on it for 2 days before I was able to comprehend what the scripture meant, what God want me to understand about that heavenly thing. And I'm trusting God for him to help us to enter into it. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. Heavenly things. You are a heavenly being. The feature of your execution and interaction has to be from heaven and the things of heaven. It is not just on persons that the blood of Jesus worked upon when he brought it to the heavenly holy of holies. The scripture said that even the pattern of holy things in heaven were what? Sanctified by the blood. So there are things in heaven that need your interaction. The reason why those things are there is that a season will come, you will move beyond the shadows and interface with the reality. And the time that the New Testament, New Covenant, the new priesthood was enacted by the blood of Jesus. Hey, Jesus. God will help me to show you some things. The ultimate ministry is priesthood, brothers and sisters. I have searched and searched and searched and I've seen it. Without priesthood, nothing will happen. Nothing, including the things that Jesus was able to accomplish, is wasted. If it is not that he left the ministry he's doing here and ascended into the high priestly ministry. It is from that heavenly ministry of the Christ that he ensures that even his finished works, are you getting what I'm saying? Even the works that is finished has a present day ministry of the Christ that makes sure that he reaches you. And when a man enters into his priestly ministry in Christ, that man is also ensuring that even the things that Christ have done, the things he's doing, and the things he will do will become a reality. These things are already captured in the purposes of God, and some of them are already legally exact. As far as it is contained within the things that Jesus accomplished in the redemption. Are you getting what I'm saying? But for that thing to be sure and for you to receive it every time you come, somebody has to sit in a position. That intercessory mediatory high priestly position is where Jesus is sitting to make sure that anytime you pray, it is answered. To make sure that anytime you ask for forgiveness, it comes true. So you think that you can procure forgiveness for yourself even now. I had an encounter. In that encounter, God brought me, hey Jesus Christ, 2018, I think December, I was in a some days retreat, and then I had an encounter with the holiness, specifically the Holy of Holies. Okay, forget about it. In Jesus' name. So look at this scripture now. Are you with me? And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. So I will want you to mark that word place. Are you getting? Where is this certain place? You can go on. Josh Keg, where this certain place? Where is it? Okafo. Miracle. This certain place, where is it? Is it at Oba? Where is it? We need to find it. If we can find the place, that place where the heaven opens. And tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Next verse. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on where? And the top of it did what? Let's read the last phrase together. 1, 2, ready, go. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again. Does it sound familiar? John chapter 1. Show me the last verse. And the angels, and he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see what? The heaven open. And the angels of the Lord, what? Ascending and descending on what? Jesus Christ. So, who is the ladder? So, Christ is the ladder with several graduations. You need to understand this first thing. Remember, our teaching is ascended possibilities. Are you getting it? For every strata that a man encounters in that ladder, that traffics things from heaven to earth, there is a possibility that is held within that layer. Are you getting it? So it is not possible for you to possess a possibility until you step into that layer. So the man that is in Christ doesn't yet have a lot of possibilities until he learns the mystery, the process, the art of ascending and descending. Because in several layers of ascending and descending is captured several possibilities. So it means that Christ is that linkage between things held up in heaven and held in on earth. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen. It is not just that Christ links. There are things held up within the linkage. So for every ladder, for every step you make in that journey, there are things possible to you. There are several categories and layers of angelic ministry that you will encounter just because of the fact that you stepped what? On the ladder. The scripture said that the angels are what? Ascending and descending. The man that wants higher measures of angelic ministry should know how to ascend. There are several angels that cannot respond to your cry until you come to an ascended position. Are you getting it? There are some angels of warfare. One day, bulldozer was. I used to live in, my uncle. There is one room he had. Those days, our house is not enough for us. I think we have two rooms, and then we are six, and we are grown up. So I went to one of his rooms, and then my brother will go to school, and Justice, they are with me. I was sleeping in the room. They were sleeping in the parlor. One of the night, a giant angel appeared and stood. And Bulldozer saw the angel, rose up and asked him, who are you? He said that he started blanking out. Do you know why? Two reasons. One, he doesn't have the stature to ask that question. But there is another one. He has not ascended enough. If not, if he has ascended, he wouldn't even ask that question. He will know. As I will show you people as we progress in this teaching. Ascension gives you a top view. The view of a man, are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, if you are passing through a situation or there are things happening in your family or your life, you are possibly not seeing it well the way you should see it. You are even blaming the wrong people, blaming the wrong things, blaming the wrong situation. When you actually ascend, you can see exactly what is happening from where. Are you getting where I'm going now? Because height is advantage in spiritual contentions and warfare. And that is why even Jesus, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
There are certain things that Jesus possessed but refused to release it until he ascended to the highest of heights. So that height will make sure that the things he received, that the things he is given, cannot be contended with, because there is no other being that can attain that height that he attained. For you to be able to contend with a man's calling, you have to reach the point at which his calling came from. Are you getting the point? So our callings came from ascension, and there are many other things that came from ascension. And if it is true, for you to be truly defeated in your calling, except you allowed it, then somebody have to dethrone Jesus from ascension. Now listen to me. According to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the scripture said before he ascended, he what? It is at his descending that he led captivity captive and what? Obtained gift, but he didn't give it. Are you getting the point now? He have to ascend to the highest point. And part of the reason why we are teaching you this is that if Jesus, first of all, understand it, if Jesus needed to ascend to the highest of heights to do many things, if not all things, then why do you think you need to be low? Remember, he has accomplished it. I can prove it to you from the scripture. Remember when he rose from the dead? Are you with me? And Mary rushed him and wanted to greet him. Is it not true? When he wanted to greet him, what did he tell him? He said, I have not ascended. That's the exact word. I have not yet what? Ascended. That means if anything happens to that sacrifice without ascending first, it will lose its potency. So even heights affect the potency of your sacrifice. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Your eyes will open. You will see things. I'm telling you. There are things God wants to show you. You will just suddenly, it will suddenly occur to you. So this is it. Gather your hearts together. Don't be praying. Don't scatter it. Gather it. It will suddenly occur to you. Yeah. In Jesus' name, listen. The sacrifice that Jesus made in the sacrifice of himself represented in the blood that he carried is already fulfilled. Is it not true? But it has not yet been presented in the heavenly holy of holies. It is the worst error for anything to touch that blood before ascension. But the sacrifice is already made. Think about it. The sacrifice already made completed, but it has not been carried to the point that it can have effect. And people come and say, I have the name of Jesus, I have this, I have prayed, I have fasted. There are some sacrifices you have made that heaven received, but you have not ascended enough in the spirit to cause the impact to come. That there it is That kind of impact is locked in layers and they are waiting for you. That is why the day you are sent, some things will happen that you didn't pray for. The only reason why it happened is not because of the prayer, it's because of the ascension. Are you with me now? Watch, look at this scripture. Hereafter, ye shall. Let's maybe show me from 49. Oh, Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. Show me 48. Saturate my heart. Cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate my heart. Cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Show me 47. Saturate my heart. Cause an overflow. Oh, saturate. Oh, Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Saturate. Oh. Listen. There are several fasting. Listen to me. Have you noticed that there are times you fasted for 7 days, sowed seed, prayed for long. When you were through with the fasting, God sent you to a man of God to pray for you. What exactly is happening? You are not aware of how the realm of the spirit is shaped. It means the person is sitting in a higher place. And it is only from that height that the impact of your sacrifice can be activated. Are you getting where we are going now? Yeah. Your sacrifice is potent. Your fasting, everything is potent. But there is only a height that can unlock the power of that sacrifice. So what the man of God does is to come from his height and say, just take his rod and put on that sacrifice. And then it will ascend as fire. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
And that is why several things cannot happen until you come to high services like this. Part of the major reason God is drawing you here is not necessarily for everybody to pray your prayer for you. It's for you to ascend in a high service. And there are books of remembrance that can only be opened in certain atmosphere. Touched! There are some angels, even if you pray for one year, you can't see them. You can't encounter them. They are hanging around here, looking for who to touch. That is how it works. Are you getting it? A wise man should be looking for portals of ascension. That is what Jacob was able to do. He had little labor. He was just wise enough. Are you getting what I'm saying? To locate seasons, portals. There are times you are in prayer. You are praying normally. But you notice something shifted in your heart. You know there is a climbing. Don't stop. You just pray. You feel good. You come down and say, wow, I pray today. You are not wise. Keep ascending. When you reach that place, then something comes. You shake it. You speak. And nothing can stand it. The reason is not because the name of Jesus is not powerful, but it's you. You are not. The name is first a place. I will show you. The Bible says, whatsoever you ask, where? In my name. So the legality to use the name is first of all to be where? In the name. Such that even if you come and meet a situation, you didn't remember to shout Jesus. There is a guy from Brazil. His name is, what's that his name, sir? Gabriel, Jesus. They are now calling him Jesus so that it will not look, he's Jesus. Okay. There is another one called Jesus Navas. Queen Jesus, are you shouting? You better be in the name. You better be in the name, or you will shout Jesus 7 times and witches will feast on you. When they finish feasting on you, we're going to say, ukum, ukum, bumana. Nah, I'm going to say, 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 your body is scattered. Why? Are you getting the point? These things are only possible in a certain plane. If I can succeed in showing you these things, I'm arming you with tools and skills. I hope you will not lose it. That's why we are in the school of prayer. Our duty is, part of what we want to achieve is to make your prayer more productive and effective. There are things that you should know. It's not, you don't easily stumble on it. You can't know it by studying on the surface. But the practice is littered all over the scripture. You just need the Holy Spirit to open it up to you, and you will find out that there are several things that cannot happen until even the disciples are sent. Let me tell you something. Several times when the scripture said, and Paul, looking at him, seeing that he has faith, prayed for him. That, should I tell you what it means? Can you see faith with your eyes? Yeah, just ask simple question. It means Paul was looking and saw the way the man is suddenly charged by the word he heard. Are you getting it? There is a way you charge. It is called faith. It means your something has risen up. And that's why many of the fathers of faith, the older fathers of faith, calls it faith rising in your heart. Faith is rising. Somebody say faith is rising. It's simply ascension. Show me my John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, behold, an Israelite in whom what? I want to ask, who is the man called Israel? Is he not Jacob? Follow me now. Who is called Israel? Is he not Jacob? That means Jacob is that patriarch that kept an inheritance for his generation. And the name of the inheritance is what? Correct. What was Jacob known for? Are you seeing it now? So he left an inheritance for the generations of the Israelites. A day came and an Israelite didn't have guile. It gave him the capacity to both know Jesus as the Son of God and the King of Israel. And Jesus promised him even much more. You will see angels ascending and descending. If guile will live, as I will show you, because there are qualifications and criteria for ascension. The scripture said, who shall ascend the hills of the Lord except... Are you getting it? There are qualifications. There are heights you don't expect to get there without purity. Forget it. Go and sit down. Are you getting it? If you climb there, principalities will deal with you. I'm not saying lust of activity, of heart. If you have impurity in your heart, you have not acted, you have not done anything. Satan, listen. The things you call thoughts are not thoughts. They are living things in the spirit. Thoughts are not thoughts. You are the only one thinking that are intangible. In the spirit, they are real things. Unforgiveness can be bigger than you. You don't know how real things are in the spirit. You say, I can't forgive them. Unforgiveness can be 3 times your size and cover you. So that even when you are trying to ascend, they are not seeing you. Is that unforgiveness they are seeing? Is as bad as that. Hatred is as bad as that. But you are thinking it's an unseen thing. Is in the spirit, it is more real. That unforgiveness is more real than your prayers. Which one do you think that the spirit realm can relate with? As long as that thing is there, you are not ascending. It doesn't matter how long you pray. Your prayers are from the ground. And there are several things it cannot touch. Real powers that hold things bound, you cannot interface with them, and you will lack the authority to bring them down. Why? As long as there are things clouding and blocking your possibility of ascending into realms in authority, into places in Christ,
capturing several possibilities that can bring you to the place where you will superimpose the organic authority that is now functional in you over the situation. And you know, in the spirit, these things are tangible. They are not, you can, words, are you getting the point? Words are not sounds as you think. Words are living things too. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are what? And that means words are what? Living things. For the first time, we were able to find an Israelite that labored to break out from that generational weakness. Are you getting it now? And Jesus began to speak. I'm trying to compare this scripture and the former one. Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Your inheritance now is that I will open you to access to ascensions. How far do you want to go? Huh? There are several things you can trap, possess, experience, and several layers of ascension. It's easy for you to say, you are a believer, you, me, I'm a believer, we are all equal. I laugh at you. Why is it that some other believers come, other things happen? Is where they are standing, where they have ascended to. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now you too can get there, but just accept that you are not there yet. And these things are not just about ministry, it's about every situation of life. There is a point at which a situation is solved. First thing you should think about the solution of a spiritual thing is not an action. It is not a doing, it is a being. And in the spirit, the fundamental requirement to being anything is being in that thing. If any man be where? In Christ. He is what? So the requirement for being in the spirit is being in. So if you are in a place in a spirit, you will retain the possibilities of that place. That is the requirement to cast down anything that is a blockage. And there are several things you cannot be able to leave. Several powers of your ordination you will never be able to say. Several weaknesses you will not be able to conquer. The way to conquer it is to ascend higher than the plane that is broadcasting it. Huh? A brother came and told me that he suffers depression. Sometimes he hears depression. Do you know why? He prays, but he doesn't ascend. If you pray and ascend, there is a point where the spirit of depression operates at a realm. For it to actually catch you, it has to bring you down. Is it not true? Experientially, you know it. When you are high, it stops speaking. That is why when you come to bed pangs, it seems as if it stopped. When you get back, it tells you kill yourself. It means you dropped. Saturate my heart. Cross over. Let me hear you. Want to go? Saturate. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate. There is a realm ascended above poverty and lack. It's not a prayer point, it's a realm, it's a place. There is an ascended place. Listen to me. You can pray against witches and witchcraft. You can pray against witches and wizards and witchcraft. But you can ascend above them. You can be in a place which is without two people beside you, can't touch you. Why? Just because you are living beside a witch doesn't mean you are spiritually at the same strata. I am high. Saturate my heart. Cause I'm overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate my heart.
pass and overflow. If you don't rise above where your father is, you will experience the same thing he experienced. If you don't rise above where the people from your village, you need to rise above it. It's ascended. The possibilities that you seek is not in things, it's in ascension. When you get there, it's no more a prayer point. It begins to manifest. It is both organic and spontaneous. You carry it as an ambience. Saturate. Pray for 1 minute. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Ask God to carry you to that place. That's your job these 3 days. Carry you to the place where you can speak over that your extended family and something will change. If that's the only thing you achieved, I think it's enough. You can be speaking from the side, speaking from here, speaking from here. There is a particular location in the spirit where you will speak from and things will change. Ask God, what does it take to ascend to that point where you can think things? Oh God, hey, pa, 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 we open up realms and portals of ascension. When a man prays, he fundamentally ascends. If you are not ascending, then you are not praying well. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. 1 more minute. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. In Jesus.
You can cast your seed, your offering, your seed, your tithe, whichever one you have. If you are following us online, you can give through the gateways and portals. I just feel something in my heart. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m. Saturate my heart.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edugbu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edugbu Dejiku. God bless you.